You might call the ad war over the liquor privatization initiative the Battle of the Sheriffs. This TV spot from the No campaign features a Southwest Washington sheriff named Mark Nelson.
Alcohol kills more kids than any other drug. That's why we urge you to vote no on Initiative 1183.
Now here's a yes on 1183 ad featuring former Sheriff Dale Brandland from the Bellingham area.
And 1183 dedicates millions in new revenues for local law enforcement and public safety programs across the state.
Public safety concerns likely led voters last year to reject not one but two ballot measures to end state control of liquor sales in Washington. This year, Costco is back with what it considers a new and improved version aimed at addressing those concerns. Again, former Sheriff Dale Brandland.
1183 prevents liquor sales at gas stations, mini marts, and convenience stores.
But the No campaign says just the opposite.
That 1183 has giant loopholes deregulating our liquor laws, allowing almost 1,000 gas stations and mini marts to sell hard liquor.
So which is it? Are mini marts and gas stations barred from selling booze under this initiative, or will they be allowed to because of a loophole? The answer is complicated. It's true the initiative allows only stores that are at least 10,000 square feet to get a liquor license. That's basically Trader Joe's size and up. But there's also an exception. The initiative says the state liquor board shall not deny a liquor license to an otherwise qualified smaller store if there's no other outlet selling liquor in what's called the trade area. But trade area is not defined in the initiative. So the No on 1183 campaign came up with its own definition: 1 mile between stores in the city and 5 miles in a rural area. Alex Fryer is a spokesman for the No campaign. He says those distances are based in part on the fact that Safeway, a backer of the privatization measure, has stores that close together.
In a number of instances, they are within a mile of each other. And I think that is a clear definition of a trade area. They're not going to put stores where they cannibalize their own customers.
Using that definition, liquor privatization opponents have calculated that more than 900 smaller outlets could be allowed to sell booze statewide. The Yes campaign calls that a, quote, completely made-up number. Mike Vasca is an attorney for the Yes on 1183 campaign. He says the exemption to the 10,000-square-foot rule is for remote communities with no place to buy booze within, say, 20 miles.
Will there be, a few exceptional stores authorized? Probably. A few. Will it be hundreds? No. No way.
Washington's Office of Financial Management analyzes the impact of ballot measures, but the agency says without a clear definition of trade area, it would be, quote, too speculative to estimate the number of stores that might qualify for a license to sell booze under the trade area exemption. State analysts have estimated that under the 10,000-square-foot rule, the number of stores selling liquor in Washington would go from the current 328 to more than 1,400. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.